Erev Sukkos, Tavshin Ayin Vov. Lam Heyen Beis in the bottom of the page. Similar Gemara we had in Pesachim. There the Gemara is a little bit different. Okay. Amar Abavo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Abavo is the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Later on, we'll say something named Rabbi Elazar. But now he's the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Isurin Shebeteira, all the Isurin in the Teira, Ein Hetem Mitztarif L'Isir. What does it mean, hetem mitztarif l'isir? You're not allowed to eat a kazayis. Eat a kazayis, bring a carbon malchus. Except the Shimon who says kosher hula malchus. What about if you have...
Hetem mitztarif, if the wine soaks up.
Yeah, so he says if you have a half a kazayis of wine. Okay, before we get to this thing, in the Mishnah we had a machlekes. We didn't really highlight it so much. In the Mishnah we had a machlekes, how much wine you're not allowed to consume as a nozer. We know when it comes to food, substantial food, it's a kazayis. When it comes to liquid, so the beginning of the Mishnah, it says everything is a kazayis. But Rabbi Akiva came along and says a revius. So it's a machlekes, and a revius is a quarter of a lug. A lug is six eggs, so a revius is 1.5 eggs. A kazayis is a little bit more than a half an egg. So it really, it's very different shiurim. So Rabbi Akiva says it's liquid is 1.5 eggs. Now, getting back to here. Hetem mitzad of Isur means if you have a half a kazayis of Isur and a half a kazayis of Hetem, you eat it together. According to Hetem mitzad of Isur means as if you ate a kazayis of Isur and you'll get malchus, you bring carbon, everything else. Because the Hetem combines the Isur to make the shir. Okay? Not the machlekes are shining whether you can eat them separately or you have to eat them mixed together. Even separately, many of the shame hold you are chayiv mahateda malchus and carbon because you ate a kazayis. Hetem misavlisa says Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechanan. This does not apply anywhere. Chutz mi yisuri nozer. Why by nozer? Shari amra teda. Teda said mishras. Teda says that if the bread soaked, and the chiddush is that you don't have a full share of wine. You have a half a share of wine and half a share of bread, and they combine to make the whole thing. So Rashi, Shahari Amra Teira b'chol mishas le'rabbis, it comes to include the Shafilu lehavi isurin nazir kishir, even though the isurin nazir part of it wasn't the full amount. V'heter mashlima lekazayis, he needed heter to combine it to kazayis. Yochayot yochayot. Okay, that's how Avuzan Ibechon comes along Zidi and says, I agree with you that it's by nazir, but there are a couple of other exceptions, at least one other one at this moment. You're not allowed to be makhtir on the mezbech. So'oi, right? So'oi, chos the vash. Chos the vash. Lo'i saktiru, when it says so'oi yeast. Over there also say, you have bread, and inside the bread is yeast, or you have dough. Inside the dough is yeast. We'll combine the dough with the yeast to make the full shear, and you're over the iser of being makhtir or kazayis on the mezbech. Rashi. Ziri omer af so'oi beval saktiru. She'ilu, because if ain b'sa'or kazayis, if the sa'or does not have a kazayis, but v'isa mashlimay l'kazayis, together they form a kazayis, shu'chayv yu'chayv, and v'oiva, you will be oivim, shishnev, it says, kol sa'or b'chol v'ash lo'isaktiru. Says back to Gemara, k'man, who does this follow? Rabbi Elazar, it follows a view of Rabbi Elazar, the dorish kol, he dashes kol. The big machlekes shows exactly what this means, but v'kitzer, the Rosh explains easiest. The machlekes a couple of places whether you dash in kol. Do you only dash in ki kol oichol chametz v'nichasa or do we just dash in kol? Or we just dash in ki kol? Rabbi Elazar, how do you dash in the word kol as well? So when you get to k'taitis, it says over there ki kol as well. So according to Rabbi Elazar, we have two drushes now. We have the drush of kol and the drush of ki kol. According to the Rabbanon, they don't dash in kol. All you have is one drush, ki kol. According to Rabbi Elazar, you have two drushes. Now, what do you need two drushes for? So the first drusha, kol, is we know that according that in order to be chayiv for k'taydis, you need a kaimitz full. K'taydis works by the kaimitz, a fist, three fingers. So therefore, a kaimitz is an equivalent of two kazaisim. If it says kol means kol, do even less of two zaisim, that even one zai is a chayiv. Without the word kol, you'll only be chayiv by two zaisim. Comes along kol and says, you chayiv one zai. Kaimitz is two kazaisim, yeah. Zayis is half an egg.
Alan's got a big hand. I'm from Bebosovsky's hands.
That's right. So then you have. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Abai has a different shot. Okay. So then comes along Rabbi Elazar. So what do you do with Kiko? Kiko is to tell you that even if you don't have a kazayis, you only have a half a kazayis, but you have a half a kazayis of the sa'ur and a half a kazayis of wheat yeast, they combine together. that you're chayiv. Because hetim is tarif lisa. But according to the Rabbanan, they hold that we don't dash in kol. They only dash in kikol. What do they use a kikol for? Reduce it from two kazaisim to one kazais. They no longer have that extra drasha for hetim is tarif lisa. So that's what Mora is saying here. Keman, who would be the one who holds that hetim is tarif lisa? It applies to by ketedis, kirabalozit, like rabalozit. The daughter, she dashes kol. He dashes kol. Okay, that's what Nami. So why? It's just like you have kol and kikol by traders, you have kol and kikol by chometz. What do we do with the kol to include also like taruv, like kutta chababli and all that? And what, according to Rabbi Lazar, he dashes kol. And what to do with kikol? So according to chachamim, they hold that kikol comes to teach you kutta chababli, that's a mixture there with beer and all that, mixed together, and sour milk and so on. But according to Rabbi Lazar, he had the drasha of kol to teach you that. What do you do with kikol? So you have a half a kazayis of chametz and a half a kazayis of whatever, neutral. You mix them together. You had a kazayis, you're chayiv. So why are you telling me if you're following Rabbi Loza that there's only one more case of ketedah? There's another case, chametz. And when Enoch and Ami, you're right. There's three cases now. There's nazir, according to this, according to follow Rabbi Loza, there's nazir, there's ketedah, and there's chametz. So why do you only mention ketedah? La fuki ma baye, because this by chametz, everyone will agree according to Rabbi Lozer, hetim sarav lisa. My chiddush is by ketedus, and this argues with Abaye, because Abaye holds that a kmitz is only one zayis. So if Abaye holds a kmitz is one zayis, then kol and kikol come to teach you other things altogether. That means kol, what does kol come to teach you? That even a half a kazayis, I don't need hetim sarav lisa. Just a half a kazayis itself is already chayiv by ketedus. That's the chiddush of kol. He holds, yes, haktor bepachas mekazai. You don't need the inyan of hetem sarav lisa because half a kazai itself. Kamash, I'm coming to tell you that ain't haktor bepachas mekazai. The Abaye's shot is wrong because ain't haktor bepachas mekazai. Okay.
So Abaye says, kol shahu.
Abaye says that by ketores you chay for one kazai is, and then comes kol to tell you a half a kazai is, and kikol comes to tell you something else. So there's no hetem sarav lisa according to Abaye by ketores. You don't need it. What I need to start it for the Easter itself is enough to be chayiv. Exactly. So so that's why I picked it as a chiddush. Even
ketores. It's not ketores. We understand ketores. It's taking the mincha, for example, with the
ketores is the part from the mincha that you're supposed to do a kmitza and put on the zbech. And it says that you should never put seider. And he put.
But you're not talking about the spices.
I'm not
levoina.
I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, so it's the kind of gadol does every day and whatever.
Yeah.
On the mizbech as well.
So we won't learn the Rashi because it confuses us. But I told you the pshat how the Rosh learns. Okay, back to the Gemara. Yossi v'Ravdimi, Ravdimi sat, u'ka'amah lo'lo ha'shamayitah, Ravdimi sat, and he repeated his whole sugya of Rabbavu. Rabbi Yechanan said everything he said. Abaye was sitting there, and Abaye asked him a number of questions. Eisvi Abaye says, you're telling me that hetem is tarif lisa is only limited to these three cases, but nowhere else. Let me ask you a question. We learned ha'mikveh shel truma, you have a porridge made out of truma, you have a gedicht. That the substantial part of it, or the bulk of it, is truma. Now, the chilik of truma chulin is that if a chulin only goes to a sheni in tuma, it doesn't go any further. So a sheni is called pasul. A rishon is called tame, because it can be tame in the next generation. A sheni is pasul. By truma, it goes to a shlishi. So a sheni is tame, and a shlishi is pasul. A tvul yoim is status as a sheni. So if a tvul yoim touches chulin, nothing happens. But if a tvul yoim touches truma, it becomes tame, shlishi. So what happened here was you have a gemishach, so you have a gedicht, so you have a this chunky food. A mikvish of truma, that a big chunk of it, and the bulky part of this porridge is truma. But the hashem, the garlic and the oil is a chul. That's chul. Now what happened was the noga tvul yoim b'miktas, and he touched part of it. Right, he touched only part of it. We don't know exactly what he touched. He touched part of the truma. The dini is posel is chul. He passes the entire lot. Can you look at the bulk? The bulk is truma. So therefore, all of it becomes tame. Pasul is the word you use when it's the end of the line of tumah. So we treat this whole mixture as if it's tumah. What about the other way around? Mikveh shechulin, majority is chulin, v'hashayim v'hashem is tumah, but the garlic and the oil is tumah. The noga tful yom mikzas is only touch part of it. Over here, since the majority is tumah, so is chulin, so it doesn't go any further. But there is some tumah there, so we say le'pasul elam mokam agoy. The only part that's pasul is the part that he touched, but it doesn't go any further. We try to understand Mokam Magoy and my puzzle. Why would the part that he touched be puzzle? Why is the bottle Beroiv? The majority is Chulin. Why should the part he touched be puzzle? And also, not only that, in order to be puzzle, you have to have a certain shear. Mekabel Tumma, Shitas Rashis, need to be the size of a Beya. How are you
put in a little piece of garlic.
Yeah, how much garlic you have ready? Or even if you have a lot of garlic, it's all spread around. And the oil. Unless you have a lot of oil. You have a lot of oil, but it's spread around. Oh. What is the reason, Taka, that we say that you're chayiv, the luchayiv is not enough of a share? So you know why? You know why you get malk if you had a kazayis? Hoyel v'zor loikol a kazayis. V'zor would have eaten a kazayis from this truma, from this mixture, he would have gotten kazayis. So if you touch part of it, we say that that part is tummy. Now why would a zor get, you have a mixture. You have a little bit of truma and a lot of cholin. Why would a zor, if he ate a kazayis of this mixture, get malkus? There's only one possible reason. Hetin mitzadif liyisir. So what do you tell me? The hetin mitzadif liyisir is only limited to nozir and to ketedis and to chametz. He's about truma as well. My time isn't the reason. Lamashon hetin mitzadif liyisir. Rashi, bottom of the page. Rashi, about six lines above the white lines. Mikveh shel truma hasuya is made up miyayin shel truma wine of truma. Mikveh is reitiv. So Rashi and mikveh is reitiv sauce, but a heavy sauce. That you place in the mishum tavlin handed for spices, shalchul and spicy. This is spice it up. But no, got full yom b'miktasan. He touched only part of it. Ika the amri. Some say b'shoyim v'shemesh of truma. He touched the garlic of truma. Avolay b'mikveh, but he did not touch the mikveh. The full yom shavir abanu sheni. The full yom kliyah sheni. Ve'ain sheni oisah shlishi ela b'truma. Only by truma. So therefore that. Now what part becomes the shame and the shemen? These damn my mitzvahs nafim v'shechulin. There's two ways of shatting mother. What did he touch? One opinion holds he actually touched the oil and the garlic. The other opinion holds he touched any part. I feel v'shechulin. The kivan the arive bechad mana. They're all mixed together in one dish. Domile command the noga b'turmaz. They touch the trum itself. Okay. But vina bo hamay posel mokem. Why is he posel? Dein trum zoych mepachem gebeya lechayda. There's no trum zoych less than a beya. That's how Rashi. Remember, Rashi Lishitosei holds that you're not mekabotum unless you're a beya. Tosis argues all over Shas. You don't need a beya to mekabotum. So he dashes because bottle barayv. Remember, it's a liquid. It's bottle barayv. So why is it mekabotum? So we answer Matam Leike. You know why he gets malkes or Rashi because I is well lekeshu luchayda while he gets sheared. So he says because it's chosh la because a zor would fade because I get malkes. And why would a zor get malchus? Right now we think the pshat is if he only ate is a kazayis of this entire mixture, he'll get malchus. Even though definitely in that kazayis is less than a kazayis of oil and oil and garlic. La mishum isn't the reason because hetim b'sav liyisir. Says the Gemara. Rashi, top page. I mean hetim b'sav liyisir. Sorry, yeah.
On a zaitiket, so yeah. The track. What if your dover osur is a dover amaimid?
That's what I was going to. That's what Tabulin is. Catalyst.
It's essential ingredient. Yeah. Let's say the starter for a yogurt that makes it curdling
or
something like that.
A catalyst. Amalei said to him, Loi, that's not pshat at all. Not you thought the pshat is elite, only one kazayis total, and then he'll be chayah, and the only way you're learning it is because hetem sav lisa. You have some iser in there and some het, and they combine to form a kazayis. No. Loi, no. You know, my kazayis, the ika kazayi b'dechil pras. Not that you only ate a kazayi. You can eat a bunch of kazayisim. But if you ate a number of kazaysim within the time that it eats, you ate a number of kazaysim of this mixture, and within the time of eating either a half of an 8 loaf of bread or half of a 6 loaf of bread, in other words, the size of 4 and the size of 3 eggs, you ate enough that within that entire mixture, there would have been at least one kazayis of oil and garlic in there. So you ate a full kazayis of oil and garlic. No hetem istav lisa. You're a chayiv and you get malchus because we believe that that kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, you get malchus. And that's what pshat here is. Freddy Gemara Achilas Pras that I see. This Indian that if you ate, I thought that it's a Gemara's Makshin thought that if you eat a kazayis, you have to eat a kazayis in one go. If you eat a kazayis over a period of time, you don't get malchus or carbon. It's only midrabanan. This idea of Achilas Pras. Amain, yes, it's a mahatayda. It is definitely mahatayda. And because it's mahatayda, that's pshat here. There's no hetem sa'al lisa by truma. So how come then if the full yam touches part of it, it becomes tameh? You know why? Because there's a kazayis of shayim v'shem within achilas pras. If a zara would have eaten achilas pras of this mixture, there's so much oil and garlic in there. If he would have eaten the quantity that you can eat in achilas pras, the size of 3 eggs or the size of 4 eggs, you would have had a kazayis of oil or of a garlic there before you malchus. Rashi. Rashi Yom Lehocha Hayna Taim Behoil Vazor Loikol Bekazayis Dika Truma Kazayis. There's a sufficient Truma there Bekazayis Bekdei Achil Pras Choshit Lehi Bekasider It Ki Ilu Azib Kula Hava Truma As if it's Truma Bekimin Shinoga Boy. Now that it's full Yom Touch It Postle Mokka Magoy Because the Choshit Mounted There's a Kazayis. How Rashi will learn Pshavon a minute ago he says you have to be a Beya. It's a little hard to understand how this is consistent. According to Tosfos, it has to be in those bottom loaves, not bottom loaves anymore. It's chashev. According to Rashi, the problem is they don't have a beya. So what does it help me? Because I is. Beya is almost two kazaisim. Okay, back to the mother. Yes, back to the Gemara, Freddy Gemara. You're telling me that a kazai de chil pras with the icy chayiv. Let me ask a question. I just told you before that machlek is by if you learn from kikol kuta chabavli. You use kol for taruvis and kikol for kuta chabavli. Al chodes amai pliger abon aled rav loy kuta chabavli. Why the argument kuta chabavli? Kuta chabavli is that mixture with very very heavy sour milk, and they have some old stale bread in there, and it's like a mixture. It's like a dip. It's much more than yogurt. It's I don't know what it's called in English, but it used to be a very popular dip in bubble. Kuta chabavli. And the Rabbanan said that if you eat that in the beginning of Eilu Ivrin, the Rabbanan said over there that what? That you don't get kodis. What is it called? Yeah. What is it called? Oh. Now, what's the English name of it? Sorry?
It's all over Shas. You always have it. It's some delicacy.
The Golanian Kutaf.
Amalei said to him, Hanachl Kuta Chababli. Leave Kuta Chababli out of the picture. You know why? The Lekka Kazai Bedei Achil Pras. It's impossible to eat within the time. Remember, the time span Achil Pras is Machlek is impossible between 4 minutes and 9 or 10 minutes. So Machlek says, one place, 7, one says 9. And generally, what was Machmer? So for a mitzvah like matzah, we try to eat within 4 minutes. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we're Machmer, try to keep it outside of 9 minutes. Right, from Sefer says 7 minutes. So that's the general. Even though that some people say 3 minutes, I think Moshe even says 3 minutes. Whatever. That's the general, says 4 to 9. So it's impossible to eat a Kazai within 9 minutes of this. This is such a heavy, strong, sour. Yeah, it's a dip. Try to eat a dip, you know, a kazais of a dip.
Like Vegemite.
Try it.
Yeah, Vegemite, a good example.
Like kind of kazais of that.
Can't even a drop of that.
Yeah, you should. It's good for you. Too.
Somehow or another, you weren't able to convince any other country in the world to take on Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite.
Either. That's how you can tell if somebody's born in Australia or not, if they like Vegemite or not.
Of course.
If the guy decides to eat it, you know, it's consume it, interesting solution. Consuming it, but the dietical adam is a meshugana. Nobody else will do that. If he's just dipping and taking time, that's why, Rashi. So right now we're learning that Shadardimi defending that the het of Sahab Isr only is limited to Nazir, and according to Abu Lazar, to also to Chedis and Chametz. Not Truma. Truma, there is, you actually ate a kazai, but they are chilas pras. Only those, one case, everyone knows it, and two, and Rabbi Lazar holds also by Ketetis and by Chometz. Rashi, it has a stale bread, depending on the
way. This shum is not Truma mit der Reis, so it doesn't matter. The shum is not Truma mit der Reis.
We'll see later, It's only the rice is only on Dogon, Yain, and Shemen. But you have Shemen here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
so the Knobel is not, but the Shemen is. Rashi, to come about Ruva, we will Klum, Tarubas, you get nothing. Holo Efshad, Lahavi, the Chil Prash, because that's impossible. You have two mortars and pestles. You have two mortars, and you're crushing over there these spices. Achashel truma, but achashel chulin. And one mortar, you're crushing spices from truma. One mortar, you were crushing spices of chulin. And what happened was, in front of you, you have steak. There's two pots of food. You have to put the spice in. Achashel truma, but achashel chulin. What happened was, v'naflu elu l'tech elu, they fell in, the contents fell in. One of them fell into one pot. You don't remember afterwards, did the truma go into the truma pot or the truma go into the chulun pot? So what's the din? The din is shtei mutaris. They're both mutar. Why? Shani oimer, I'm going to assume that chulun l'tech chulun naflu, very lenient here, that chulun fell into chulun, and the truma naflu. Now we're going to ask a question, nothing to do with that whole thing, now we're asking a question on your kazai zechil's pras. You're telling me the vort is because it's mixed up. So because it's mixed up, what's the chance of you eating kazais? Impossible. So therefore, because in mixed in that kazai, you have all the other things. So therefore, it's only the rabbanon. I understand why you make it. But if you're telling me that if you ate a kazai, the chel process the raisa, so how come maybe you're eating the chulin, but in that chulin is mixed at the turma tavlin, and you'll eat four, there's the four eggs. But you eat in the chil pras, you might have eaten the kazayis of the truma. So why are we make we bar machmer? The pras, the raisa, my amrin. Why are we so lenient, Shani Aymen? Why are you so lenient? So you want to ask back. Elamai, so if you don't believe in Issam Mistarev, if you don't believe in the concept of Kazai the Chil Pras, then how would you learn Pshat and Truma? Why by Truma if the Tful Yom touches the Chai? There's only one way of learning. Hetim Mistarev Lisa. In other words, your question was, why are you limiting Hetim Mistarev Lisa only to Nazir? It should be called Tedekula. You want to bring an eye from Truma. And I said, no, they're divorced because of Kazai the Chil Pras. You're telling me it's impossible to eat Kazai the Chil Pras. There's no, what's Pshat over here? If Kazai the Chil Pras is the Raisa, we should be Machmir. So I'll say, okay, you're right. But Hetzel is the Raisa. So why aren't we machmen? So why aren't we machmen and say that? Forget it. Even worse, Hetzel is the Raisa.
Who tells you that? You know, you got one thing: food of chulin and food of truma.
You have spice of truma.
Spices of truma and spice of chulin. Now you get mixed up.
Maybe the truma fell into the truma.
Before you start the food itself.
It's not something. You know exactly what your truma was. Yeah,
correct. So now
you're eating now the chulin. You're eating now the chulin food. But maybe the spice that fell in there was a truma spice. So we'll remake all now. We'll assume the other way around. So he's asking a question. When you're challenging me, if you don't believe in kazai the chil pras, then there's only one way to learn pshat truma because the hetzel sav lisa. That was your question. Maybe hetzel you call it a kula. So over here hetzel sav lisa even worse. If I ate one kazai of the chulin package, so if the truma fell in there, a quarter of it would have been, let's say, behestes, a truma, and three quarters chulin, I just ate a kazai of truma, hetzel sav lisa. I should be Osher Oiver. Why Shani Oimer?
Because you decided Tavlin were the Kazayis.
No, no, no. Tavlin's not a Kazayis.
Yeah.
That was a quarter Kazayis, an eighth of a Kazayis.
But if
it's Tavlin Iser, so you ate a Kazayis of this Chulin, whatever the Chulin is, and in there. Yeah, so let's be Machma. So if it's the Chumra. Ella, my asking mother back. The same question as you. What's the chiluk you learn? What's the chiluk if you learn the word by Turmish Kazai Chil Pras or Hetzel Zalisa? Either way, there's a shofi that I see, which we machma. No, boss. Ella, you're going to tell me, Hanachu Turmish Tavlin, the Rabboni, like you were saying before. The whole Inyan of Tavlin spices is only Midrabon. And my shofi Rabboni always make all. So therefore, I can learn Pshat is Hetzel Zalisa. I can also learn Pshat Kazai Chil Pras. At the end of the day, it's only the Rabboni to Gisa here. That's why we make all. Rashi. Rashi, beis hakadatach, meducha shenidoichel tochen tavlin, you crush their spices. These are the chavas have the chosh of the ice. Amay mekilim ukula hai. Why is that mekul? Damn, you say shani oimer tumah the tumah nafal v'le tochen chulin. But you go mekul shem nafal shem chulin vik izay lechel pras. Someone asks back. Well, amay am. What do you want to say? Hetzal lisa. Hoshen amay am shani oimer. But you go mekul jemika b'kideila hasheni tumah. Maybe the tumah poch because I is poch is mashu. The hetter mashlima lekazai. Interesting, Rashi, that we're talking about so much spices that's a kazai is pochas mashu. Later on, we'll say because the Gemara introduced the idea of roiv.
That what? The
there's so much spice. Three quarters of the spoon you took. Yeah. It's interesting, Rashi here.
You had a big quantity of tavlin.
Yeah, very big quantity. Why, Rashi? Because later on, the Gemara says, okay. Next Rashi, how to remember the Rabban? Like that kinibu because I didn't reply. We don't care. The Rabban came. I'm not going to make me. I'm not going to. That's another question. Shtei kupas. You have two boxes. Achas shel truma ve'achas shel chulin. Okay, that's pretty substantial. Two boxes of truma chulin. But lifnei and sitting on the ground and shtei soy in large quantities. I saw. You have two. You have two soy in. One of chulin and one of truma. Enough lueilu techeilu shnei matan. Again, we feel that now lechayde. We're talking about two kuppas of wheat. We're talking about here now.
Is
no,
it a bush or it's
yeah, we're talking about wheat. Something else. We're talking about wheat.
Wait, wait. Now what you got? You got a store of wheat of a son, and you got a kuppas which is lechayde less.
So now we're talking about. We're talking about truma that I said. No, don't give me a teres now. We're talking about truma that I bought here. We're not talking about tavlin here. We're talking about wheat. Look in the rush on the bottom. Beis kuppas. Rush doesn't say anything, but the rush says beis kuppas. Gedolus or behen tvua, have it from the raisa. Now we're doing the raisa. So now they fell into different boxes. What do we say? I'll say shnei and mutari. It says the gemara the of muti. You know why? Shani oimer because I'll be lenient. Chula the chula aflu truma the chul truma aflu. Now my question is: is alkedata kazei the chil pras also? If you tell me kazei chil pras also, am I amrinen shani oimer? Why do you say shani oimer? L'chayde you were eating the kazei of the truma, so safi the raisa. Now. Why the same thing? Why is it only a problem if you learn the Kazai Chilapras? Why is it a problem Het Vesav Lisa? Same thing here. So he says, "Bishloim Eladidi." According to me, Damina, I say that Bishum the Het Vesav Lisa, the Makshin. The Makshin is saying, "I who don't believe in Kazai Chilapras, I hold that the reason by Truma of the Tful Yem touches it because Het Vesav Lisa, and I hold his Din B'Cholat Teira Kula Het Vesav Lisa. I can understand why over here is not a problem. You know why? Kigoyin the Nefishi Chulin." Remember, there's a saw of chulin versus a small box of truma. So what do you have here? You have a rave. It says they have a rave. So how much, every bite that you take, what quantity of that? When do we say hetem instead of iser? If there's a substantial amount of iser, and then you have some hetem, like I said before, an example. The most of it was tav, most of it was the truma, a little bit of chulin, okay. But here's the other way around. Because it's a saw of chulin and a box of truma fell in, what every bite, every spoon that you take, what are you going to have? You're going to have a majority of chulin, a little bit of truma. There's no hetem instead of iser over there. Exactly. There's no head stuff, Lisa. Then Elolidach, you tell me.
So if you have a big piece of bread, and you dip it into the wine, why don't you say it's not
a small quantity? So no, it's not a small quantity.
There we said it's a
half. It has to be a big quantity. Of course it does.
We said it's a half the amount in that, yeah, in that case.
Actually, it has to be a revius of wine that the bread was dipped in, and it got soaked into the whole bread.
The whole got soaked into,
yeah,
the,
you didn't eat the whole bread, but it's
but
a revius
soaked
mitzvah, in.
So
yeah, exactly. Ella Yadav, according to you, the Ahmed, you say Mushum the Ika Kizai the Chil Pras, you say Kizai, who cares the quantity? Kin the fish, who cares so much chulun? The Chayde, if you're eating it, you're eating a four Kizai, when you're eating the size of four eggs, you will have a Kizai's. Four eggs versus one Kizai's is a big rave, but who cares? You're still over because you had a Kizai's within four eggs. Amalei, he'll answer back what we said before. Hanachl Truma Bezman Azad Rabbanon. Forget Truma. Truma is only Rabbanon anyway. Dashi. You know why you can't say it? When do we apply this rule? There's a lot. Rashi has a question. We're asking a question for mikveh. And the case in meducha, the mortar is the spices. The spices, but we're Afagav the nefishi chulin, there will be much more chulin because you don't have a majority of spice. Tavlin shiny, spices are different, including the case of truma where there was knobel and oil. Hoyel with tavlin letaima, this is what you said before, it's a catalyst. It's there to give taste. Verecha, udavidi. Exactly. Chashivalu vele baltik van nefishi. So then the modern Rashi before, when Rashi said that the majority of it would have been garlic and only a little bit, who needs
garlic
it?
Garlic is very, very sharp.
Yeah, who needs it majority? Because it's not buckling.
It's even a cold. Yeah.
Next Rashi, El Didok, in the Fisher Chulam, Mahabe, Ho Ikal, Mechud, Ika Kazai, Dukhla Prasadaisa. Maybe he ate one Kazai in the time it takes for, he ate four eggs, and then there's a Kazai. Even though it's a massive roiv, who cares? It's Lachayv. So we answer Han to Milan Darbon, Lachashin, Kazai, Dukhla Pras. We stop here because it's already tomorrow.